Everybody, Andy here again. It's a while since I've done this. Bear with me. But it's just gone at midday on Friday the 6th of July. And one of those events has happened in Hastings, literally, well, I presume, within the last few minutes, all sort of tied up with the Olympics, and I'll come on to that a bit more, the Olympics themselves a bit more later on, that's if I'm allowed to use that word. The Lone Boat Project, or the Boat Project, is one of those sort of cultural Olympiad, I think the way they term it, one of those sort of arty events that was set up to help celebrate the Olympics coming to London, and the torch is coming to Hastings in a couple of weeks' time. The boat itself, it's called Collective Spirit. It was built down, I believe it's Emsworth, down near Portsmouth, down that way. And the idea was, because they came to Hastings and some other towns as well, a few months ago now, and what they did is they collected up old bits of wood. People could go down and donate the wood that they had, but the idea was that every piece of wood had to tell a story, and whether it be a wooden spoon that your granny used to own, or some people have got guitars, some people have got anything you can possibly think of that's got some sort of story. So it's a collective spirit, as it says, a collective art project where people donate bits of wood, and what they've done, they've got all of these bits of wood and they've taken them to a boat. They've actually made a proper working boat, which I think is great. And what they've also done is get a civilian crew, if you want to put it that way, people, there's somebody from Hastings within that crew, as there are from some of the other places, and it's started off its journey a few weeks ago now in Portsmouth. It's been to Brighton, Bexhill, so it's Dr. Eastbourne, so people can see it, Bexhill in Hastings today, is here until Sunday when it goes off around to Folkestone, and it ends up in Milton Keynes, strangely enough, which is about as far from the sea as you can get, but I think that's the reason behind it. But, as I said, today is the day that it arrives in Hastings, and the plan was that it started from Bexhill, which is only sort of about 3 miles away along the coast, the next town along the coast, and it would sail along the coast from Bexhill this morning and arrive at the sort of fishing end, the fishing port part of Hastings at midday. And it would be crewed by, as I said, by the volunteers. And also that there'd be a flotilla of boats of local fishermen and anybody else with pleasure boats and that wanted to go along and accompany it on that sort of 3 mile jaunt, if you want to put it that way, along the English Channel. And we've got a cycle path between the two towns now, which was opened not long ago. And the idea also was that cyclists would follow the boat along with flags, you know, flying off the back of their bikes and this type of thing. Well, yes, we all know the weather's not been that great here, but I happened to check this morning because I thought, right, I'm going to go out, I'm going to watch this. This is one of those sort of momentous occasions. It's one of those things that probably won't happen. As I said, and I love the whole idea behind it all, getting everybody together, etc. Well, I happened to check this morning on their website, and a few days ago they posted that due to the extreme weather conditions, the sea passages between Hastings and Bexhill and to Hastings won't be happening today. Instead, the boat will be conveyed by road. And you think, what is the point of building a boat if, you know, and all that effort that's gone into it, and all the individual effort and collective effort that's gone in from all those people who were probably waiting to see a boat. After all, if you're going to build a boat, the place to see it is in the water. Yes, it can't be there all the time, and it's going to be exhibited in other places. I understand, and I also understand, obviously, that the weather hasn't been that great, and the weather forecast earlier in the week was a bit dodgy for the moment. But yes, we've had a bit of rain this morning, but there's hardly any wind here. It'd be a very good day, and rain surely shouldn't affect you, because, you know, boats are made to get wet, aren't they? Are they going to sort of stop the Olympic sailing competitions or rowing competitions because of a little bit of water? I don't think that's going to happen. So I found that really disappointing. I was quite annoyed about it, to be perfectly honest. And funny enough, my mother was in Bexhill this morning and actually gave me a ring on her phone to say she was in Bexhill. The boat was there on the back of the trailer, and there were bands going on. There were all these bikes that were going to come along with it, as I said, with nowhere to go now. It's come along by road, and I just find that a bit strange. As I said, I do understand that logistics behind all this, but surely the default position, if you want to call it that, should be that the boat will sail unless the weather says otherwise. Not cancel it a few days ahead and turn it the other way around so it goes by road. If it's going to be in Bexhill anyway, surely why can't, this morning it would have been perfect, and we all could have gone down and seen it in its natural element, exactly where it should have been, on the water. It's a bit like with the Olympic torch, and we'll get to that now. As I said, that's coming here in a couple of weeks on the 17th as well. And for part of the route, from about Pevensey to Bexhill, it's being transported by road, you know, not with people running it, no torchbearers in the procession. And then between Bexhill and St Leonard's, which is only a couple of miles, I suppose, once again, it's being transported in a car or in a vehicle. It's not being... There are no torchbearers. I find that, once again, very strange. Now, I don't remember this, obviously, and I may well be wrong, but I'm sure that when the Olympics came to London in 1948, that the Olympic torch relay that happened, I seem to remember seeing pictures of it being transported through the night. It was literally a torch relay from one person to the next, and they carried on 24 hours a day. Isn't that the whole idea of it? Shouldn't that be the way that things are done? But I suspect now it's all tied up with the corporate sponsorship and all that type of thing that's come on. And once again, I've just been checking, don't know why really, but I just have, about the torch route, etc., and the torch bearers. I was nominated to be a torch bearer. I didn't get in. That's fair enough, I understand. There's more, far more well-deserving people, and having seen the list of some of the people that are being torchbearers, I totally understand why I didn't get in. But some of the people that are bearing the torch in Hastings, one comes from South Korea. There's people from all over. There's someone from Croydon. There's people from outside of the area, and yet in Bexhill, there's people from Hastings carrying the torch in Bexhill. And I know of someone who lives in Hastings who's doing the torch in Folkestone or something like that. Surely it's a community thing. The people who live locally, surely if they're nominated, they want to carry the torch locally. I don't think I would want to carry the torch in a town that I had no connection with. After all, if you're running, it's a big celebration. It's supposed to be a proud moment. You know, you're going to carry the torch through your community. All your family and friends and everybody will be there cheering you on. The rest of the town, they might say, oh, I know that guy, that type of thing. And you're doing it in a town that you've got no connection with at all. I don't really see the point of that. Once again, logistics do come into it. I do understand that. But when you've got people in another town from here running, if you see what I mean, surely they could have got all the people from Hastings and St Leonard's to bear the torch in Hastings and St Leonard's, and all the people from Bexhill to bear it in Bexhill, and so you go on. So there you go, a little bit of a rant, a little bit of a disappointment, all these things tying up. And I've just seen a comment from someone about the Olympics, and I'm afraid the more it goes on, I love the sport, and I'll probably sit down and watch it and all that, but there's so much going on around it, and I think we're going to discover more about this, and hearing things on the radio about how the tie-up, you know, you're not allowed to mention things, you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do that, and how people's contracts have been tied up not to allow them to do certain things, even for the future. But maybe that's another story, and I get a little bit more, little cynical. But anyway, a boat, yes, if you've got a boat, please put it in the water, especially when it's in a nice day, because that's where it should be, and that's where it looks best, surely. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.